Good morning. Wake up, sleepyhead. I made us breakfast like I said I would. Why don't you come into the kitchen and taste it?
Hi, Master. Good morning. Why are you looking at me like that, Adeline? He's our master now, right? Until we find a place of our own. I don't want to leave this place, though. It's nice and comfy. Plus, I like sleeping in Master's bed sometimes. He's just as warm and cuddly as you, Adeline.
Master, I have some news to share with you. I'm afraid I'll have to leave the lodge for a few days. I'll be leaving tomorrow morning. It's due to a matter involving Lily and I possibly getting a job. I guess the fellow villagers here have taken notice of us dragons being here, and the word spread throughout the land. Someone came to the house and asked about us this morning. There are some jobs that dragons are simply more superior at than humans. So, that's why this employer is interested. I'm surprised the word has gotten spread so quickly. But, good thing is that if I land this job, whatever it might be, I can make money to repay you for your kindness. I'll leave a list of things Lily needs to be responsible for when I'm gone. Don't be afraid to put your foot down with her and show her some discipline. Okay? You've seen how scatterbrained she can get. Do you understand, Lily? Don't give Master a hard time.
I guess. I hate cleaning, Adeline. Why can't I go on this trip instead? It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
You can't fly yet, silly. Remember? Also, I don't think you're mature enough for a job interview.
Gah! Just because I don't have big, stupid boobies like you doesn't mean I'm not a... mature. Whatever that word you said means. They probably just want you because of that. Because of your body. Huh.
Lily, just make sure you take good care of Master while I'm away, okay? He doesn't have to take care of us so well like this, but he's a nice man, so make sure to make yummy meals and clean up his house. I'll buy you a surprise if I end up getting the job, and if Master says you've been good.
A surprise? Well, I do love surprises. I guess that doesn't sound too bad. Especially if it's just me and Master all alone. What do you think about that, Master?
That reminds me. I want to speak to Master privately about some grown-up stuff. Stay here and finish your breakfast while we talk in the other room. Okay? It won't be long.
You probably want Master all for yourself right before you leave. You greedy monster. But, fine. Hurry back or I'll finish your breakfast too.
Alright then. Shall we go into the next room, Master? Let's discuss a more personal matter. Listen, I'll be extra attentive to your masculine desires. Before I'm gone. Anything you want. Okay? More than 2 times a day as usual. Let yourself loose. You need to be completely empty before my absence. I understand you've been very kind to us, and I'm grateful for that. But listen close. When I'm gone, I don't want any funny business between you and my sister. Thing is, I've been around to protect you from her if anything goes wrong while she's all over you. I know she likes you too, so I usually hold myself back. I'm just scared of what she might get herself into if she pushes too far, and I won't be there to get her out of trouble. I won't hesitate to defend her if you even lay a hand on her that she doesn't want. If you value your health, and to be frank, if you value your life at all, Master, I would advise you to keep your pervy hands off of her while I'm gone. Is that clear? Very well. I'm glad you understand. Did I excite you with my offer to take care of your aching balls whenever you please? Well, we are alone together in this room, if you wanted to get a head start. So, what would Master like exactly? You look really excited down there. Are you sure you wouldn't like to go all the way instead? Alright then. Enough talking. Let me hold up my end of the deal. Tasty, aren't you, Master? I must admit, I'll miss doing that while I'm gone. Thank you for letting me pleasure you, Master. Don't be afraid to pull me to the side all throughout today if you want your manly needs taken care of again. You really make me feel like a woman. I feel complete ever since I started fulfilling my womanly duties and serving you. As long as you're satisfied by next morning, you should keep your hands off Lily, right? That's what I thought. Let's get you back to the kitchen, Master. It sounds like you need more to eat.
Hey, what took you so long? I really missed Master when he was gone. I might have finished your breakfast, Adeline. And maybe Master's too, but I started making some more for you and Master. Look, do you think this is enough?
It's barely anything. It's okay. I'll make some more myself.
Is that your tummy, Master? You sound hungry. I'm sorry I ate your breakfast. I just couldn't help myself. My tummy is growing too. Maybe that means I'm growing. Getting bigger and stronger. Maybe I can even fly soon. Let me try. Well, what do you think, Adeline? Does it look any better? I want to fly really soon.
Perhaps. Your wings do look a bit stronger from last time you tried flapping them. When I was a young dragon, I started off by running and skipping, then extending my wings a little. I have a good idea. While I'm making some more breakfast for Master, why don't you go outside and practice how I just described?
Adeline, do you really want to be alone with Master again? I could help you make breakfast, too. All right. I'll try flying some more. I want to be a big, strong dragon like you. That'll be really scary. Roar! 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 Am I scary, Master? Am I scary, Master? Or do you still think I'm cute? I like being cute only for Master.
Okay, Lily. Don't you think you should go outside and practice flying some now?
Ugh, you sound jealous, Adeline. It's not my fault Master likes cute little dragons like me. Hey, why are you pushing me outside, Adeline?
Master is very hungry, Lily. I need to focus on making him breakfast, and you need to hurry and learn how to fly. Sorry, but I'm going to have to kick you out. You'll thank me when your wings become stronger. Goodbye for now. Sorry that took so long. What else would you like to eat for breakfast? Yes, sir. Let me gather the ingredients for it. Before I start cooking for you, let me say this. I'm going to make sure you're completely dry and empty before I leave tomorrow. I can't leave my man. I can't leave my master unsatisfied. I do need to hold up my end of the deal after all. I'm going to make breakfast for you without these on. There. It certainly feels a lot fresher in here, don't you think? I want to completely satisfy you, so... Maybe all of it should come off. It's just a little cold with nothing on. But if Master doesn't want the fire to be any stronger, that's fine by me. Look down here. Maybe being a little cold isn't such a bad thing. Anyway, let me start on your breakfast, Master. Here you are, Master. Is this enough for you to eat? Hello? The food's right here. I see you're focused on something else. A woman should feel complimented by a man ogling at her. So, thanks for the compliment, Master. But, really? Does this food look like it would be to your liking? If not, I can prepare something else for you. How about a little taste first? Say, So, what do you think? Does Master like my cooking? Yes? Thank you, Master. I'm happy to hear that. How do you feel having a naked woman cook for you and tend to your other needs? Oh, Master. You're a hard-working man. You deserve to have attentive servants to assist and pleasure you after a long day of breaking your back. I want you to feel like a man as much as you make me feel like a woman. Wow, you finished my cooking that fast? That means a lot to me. Now, isn't there something else you want to do? Your hands feel great rubbing on me like that, Master. It feels a lot better than when I do it myself. You make me melt when you touch me and jiggle my breasts like that. Thank you, Master. Go ahead. Don't be shy. Fondle me as much as you would like. It feels natural being naked and available for you. I wish it could be like this all the time. So I could satisfy you and not have to worry about you having sticky fingers with Lily. Anyway, what's your favorite part of me?
Here. Here. Maybe here. Why don't you get a closer look then? You really like being all close up and practically buried, don't you? So cute. Wow, you're even more excited than before. Looks tasty. I guess I'll just have to have some of you since Lily finished up my breakfast. Stay there and let me service you. After that, Master. Well, you do look less tense than this morning when I woke you up. Anyway, I guess I should put my clothes back on again. Lily and I need to tidy up the house. Lily, Master is finished now. You can come back inside.
I missed you, Master. I hate it when you leave for work, too. Why do I have to be away from Master any longer than that? Why does Master smell funny?
Lily, you shouldn't be so rude to Master like that. But how did flying practice go?
Well, I think I almost flew. My wings are really getting stronger now. I'm almost a grown-up dragon. Roar! 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 What do you think, Master? Do my wings look like they flap hard enough? Am I a big girl now, Master? Why do you look so nervous, Master? Was it something I said?
Lily, before I leave tomorrow morning, we should leave the house spotless. I'll also have to show you exactly how to prepare Master's favorite meals. Oh, the sun's rising a bit more now. Isn't it time for you to head off to work, Master?
I didn't get enough time to spend with Master. Can I give you a bye-bye kiss? I already miss you, Master. Why do you have to go to stupid work? Don't get nervous, Master. I hate it when you do that. Let me kiss you. Master, I love you.
That's enough, Lily. Here you go, Master. Here's some of your supplies. We'll see you later today.
Be safe. Welcome home again, Master. How was your day at work? Aw, that sounds hard. Are you hungry? Look at what we've made you. I showed Lily exactly what to do so you won't be hungry when I'm gone. Go ahead and dig in. Lily and I already ate.
I missed you all day. But Adeline showed me how to make all these yummy meals so Master won't be hungry when she's gone. You know, when it's just you and me together. What do you think of my cooking, Master? I made it all by myself because I love Master so much.
Lily, no you didn't. I made most of it. Don't whine to Master like that.
Adeline, why do you gotta be so mean? I want you to leave already so I can have Master all to myself. And you've already had enough of him today. You need to get a husband or something, big sis. Master's my husband. What's wrong, Adeline? You look really angry.
Lily, I don't think Master likes annoying little girls. Isn't that right, Master? Master? Don't let Lily walk all over you like that.
Na-na-na-na-na-na. Maybe he does like me, big sis. Maybe even more than you. See? Not every guy likes big jiggly boobies and big fat butts like yours, Adeline. Maybe little dragon butts are good, too. Alright, Master.
Lily, go wash the rest of Master's clothes. It'll give you something useful to do. Master and I have to do some more grown-up talking.
He's not your husband, Adeline. He's my master, too. Whatever. Good night. I can't believe her. Taking my master away from me like that? Well, I'm gonna make sure Master likes me way more than Adeline by the time she comes back. I know Master likes me more right now anyway. I know he might like Adeline's big stupid boobies, but I always catch him staring down my shirt too. Master's so cute. I want to kiss all over his handsome face. It makes me mad when he blushes and looks away sometimes, but at the same time, it's so adorable. I don't know if it's right for me to have feelings for Master. He's a human and I'm a dragon, so we can never have a family. But it also looks like Adeline has feelings for him, so at least I'm not the only one. Maybe it's not as weird as I think. It's gonna be so fun being home alone with Master! I wanna roar in his ears and lick them gently. Maybe kiss and suck on them too. I'm getting excited just thinking about it. Master really is a hard-working man. I feel sad when I see him come home all tired and sweaty. But at least my ear nibbling and roaring helps to relax him. In fact, I love Master so much, I think I would do anything for him. I can't wait until Adeline is gone so I can sleep with Master instead of her. I like cuddling him and putting my arms around him. He makes me feel safe and protected. I know he would never hurt me in any way. Maybe if Master doesn't want any babies, he can make me his wife anyway. Mommy and Daddy aren't around anymore, so they can't say no. I think they would like Master if they met him, though. It makes me super excited and lovey-dovey thinking about marrying Master. Besides, Adeline is kind of bitchy at times. I don't think Master would like that. Nobody can roar as good as me. And I think that's what he likes the most. I'm determined to find out what else Master likes so I can be the best at it. I don't want to share Master with anyone else, so if I'm good at all the stuff he likes, he won't need any more servants. I want to be his only wife. Maybe if Master does want babies, I can find a witch or a wizard to help us with the fertility spell? However you say it. But that's a long time from now. Plenty of time in between for me and Master to have fun all by yourselves. I feel like his wife already when I help make his food and clean his clothes like this. I hope Adeline gets that job for herself only, and not for me too. If I had to work a real job, that would make me so sad. No more time with Master. I'm gonna be nervous the next few days thinking about it. But at least while she's gone, I can cuddle in Master's arms. That always makes me feel better. I turn into mush when he holds me. In the beginning, I just wanted to tease him and scare him, but now I can't help but blush sometimes. I really want to marry him and be his wife. It would be great if Adeline had to work by herself and I could stay home being Master's servant. And then when he's ready, we can get married and have a family. I want that so much. I really have to show Master I'm wife material if I want that to happen, though. Maybe I should wear something a little more revealing. Since Master's the man of the house taking care of us, he should have something nice to look at. Maybe a comfortable short dress I can wear around the house while I whisper in his ears and clean stuff. Master looks really sad after work sometimes too, and I hate it. If I dress sexy, then maybe he'll be more happy. What's taking Adeline and Master so long? Stupid Adeline probably wants Master to be her husband instead. If that ever happens, I'll just have to steal him away. I know he really wants me over her. I should walk in there right now and give Master a big, wet, sloppy smooch on the lips. Then, pounce into his lap and give him a great, big hug. And then I'll say, I love you so much, Master. I bet that would really get on her nerves. In fact, I think I'll do it right now. Adeline, what are you doing in there? Why do you lock the door? Well, exactly what don't you want me to see? Master's never gonna choose her over me after she's gone.
Lily, it's rude to bang on the door like that. You should be glad Master and I have finished our grown-up talk. Are you trying to upset him?
No, I never want to make Master mad. But why do you gotta have grown-up talks with the door locked? I feel like you want Master all to yourself. Ew! What's that white stuff all over your mouth?
It's nothing. Come on now. It's time to head to bed.
Yes, it is. I just saw you lick it. Are you hiding something yummy from me in there? I want some. You're so greedy with everything, big sis.
No, I'm not, Lily. I just want to make sure Master understands what you're to do for him when I'm gone. I don't want you being a disobedient little brat. And I don't want you to mess anything up. Do you understand? Do not let Master down.
Adeline, you know I would never let Master down. I love him more than you. Speaking of Master, is he still in there? There you are, Master. I love you, Master. Sorry I didn't give you enough kisses today. You look like you need them. Mm-hmm. Oh, Master. Rawr. Remember? From last night? Rawr. Rawr, rawr, rawr.
All right, Lily. That's enough. Master is tired, and he needs to rest. Lily, enough. Time for bed. Let's go.
Yeah. He could have gone to sleep earlier if you weren't so busy talking about stupid grown-up stuff.
I bet he wanted to fall asleep during your boring talk anyway.
Good night, Master. I love you so much.
Good night, Master. I'll see you in the morning. I won't leave until after your breakfast and bed are made.
I wanted a last kiss. I wish I could cuddle in your bed again, Master. Maybe tomorrow.